Welcome to Listen To. This is Ted. The news was published on Friday, September 27th. Joining us today are Eric and Kate to discuss a pressing issue affecting children's eyesight worldwide. Today we're discussing a global study on children's eyesight. The study, published in the British Journal of Ophthalmology, reveals a concerning trend. Eric, what are the key findings of this study?
Well, Ted, the numbers are pretty eye-opening. Pun intended, this massive study looked at over 5 million kids from 50 countries across all continents. And get this, about one-third of children and teens now have trouble seeing things at a distance. It's like a global epidemic of squinting.
That's right, and it's not just a small increase. The prevalence of myopia has jumped from 24% to 36% in the last three decades. That's a 50% increase. It's like kids' eyes are racing backwards in time, becoming more nearsighted than ever before.
Those are indeed alarming numbers. What's causing this rise in myopia cases?
The main culprit is increased screen time, Ted. Kids these days are glued to their devices like their life support systems. They're spending more time in front of mobile devices, TVs, and video games, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's like their eyes are getting a marathon workout, but in all the wrong ways.
I disagree. While screen time is a factor, we can't ignore the role of genetics in myopia development. It's not fair to blame technology entirely.
But Kate, the study clearly points to environmental influences like muscle strain as a major cause. The pandemic has only exacerbated this issue. We can't brush off the impact.
Sure, but we can't discount the fact that myopia begins in early childhood and worsens with age. It's a natural progression for many children.
Let's talk about the future projections. Eric, what do the numbers look like?
It's not looking good, Ted. Myopia cases are expected to exceed 740 million by 2050. That's a staggering number. We're talking about a population larger than all of Europe combined, all struggling to see the blackboard or read a street sign without squinting.
While that number sounds high, we need to consider population growth as well. It might not be as dire as it seems. Plus, we're making advances in eye care all the time. It's not like we're heading towards a world of mole people or something.
But the study predicts an additional 9% increase in the next 25 years. That's on top of the already high numbers we're seeing. We can't just shrug this off, Kate. It's a serious issue that needs our attention.
Let's look at this issue from a historical perspective. Can you think of a similar health crisis that affected children on a global scale?
Absolutely. This reminds me of the global polio epidemic in the mid-20th century. Polio primarily affected children and caused widespread panic. It was a time when parents were terrified to let their kids go swimming or play with friends. The fear was palpable, just like the concern we're seeing now with myopia.
I don't think that's a fair comparison. Polio was a life-threatening disease, while myopia is a vision problem. You can't
The scale and impact are similar, though. Polio affected millions of children worldwide, just like myopia is doing now. In the 1950s, polio outbreaks caused more than 15,000 cases of paralysis each year in the U.S. alone.
But polio was an infectious disease. Myopia isn't contagious. We're talking about completely different issues here. You can't just lump them together because they...
Interesting points. How do you think the responses to these health crises differ?
With polio, we saw a massive global vaccination effort. For myopia, we're looking at lifestyle changes and preventive measures. It's like comparing a silver bullet to a whole arsenal of smaller weapons. Both are fighting battles, just in different ways.
Exactly. The polio vaccine was a single solution. For myopia, we need a multifaceted approach involving parents, schools, and healthcare providers. It's more like a juggling act than a simple shot in the arm.
True, but both issues required raising global awareness and coordinated efforts across countries. It's like organizing a worldwide flash mob, but for health instead of dance.
I'll give you that, but the urgency is different. Polio was a matter of life and death, while myopia affects quality of life. It's like comparing a four-alarm fire to a leaky faucet.
Don't underestimate the impact of vision problems on a child's development and future prospects. It's a serious issue that deserves urgent attention. Poor vision can affect everything from education to social interactions. It's not just about seeing clearly, it's about seeing opportunities.
Fair point, but I still think the comparison to polio is a stretch. It's like comparing apples to, well, eyeballs.
Looking ahead, How do you think this myopia trend will unfold? Eric, what's your prediction?
I believe we'll see a tech-driven solution. Companies will develop smart screens that adjust based on viewing distance and time spent, reducing eye strain. Imagine screens that nudge kids to take breaks or automatically adjust their brightness and contrast. It's like having a digital mom reminding you to sit up straight and eat your vegetables.
That's ridiculous. We don't need more technology to solve a problem caused by technology. We should focus on getting kids outside more. Fresh air and sunshine
are the best. But Kate, technology is here to stay. We need practical solutions that work with our current lifestyle, not against it. We can't just pretend smartphones and tablets don't exist. It's about adapting.
Outdoor time is practical. Studies show that spending time outside reduces the risk of myopia. It's a simple, cost-free solution. Kids need to climb trees, not scroll through.
Interesting perspectives. What about the role of schools in addressing this issue?
I predict we'll see a complete overhaul of classroom design. Schools will incorporate more natural light, adjust seating arrangements to reduce eye strain, and implement regular eye breaks. It'll be like yoga for your eyes right in the middle of math class.
That's not enough. We need to fundamentally change how we educate children. Less screen time, more hands-on learning, and frequent outdoor activities. Let's turn classrooms into adventure zones, not digital prisons.
But that ignores the reality of our digital world. Kids need to learn digital skills to succeed in the future job market. We can't go back to slate and chalk, Kate. The future is digital, whether we like it or not.
Not at the expense of their health. We can teach digital skills without kids staring at screens all day. There's a middle ground between being a Luddite and turning our kids into screen zombies.
It's about finding a balance, Kate. We can't just throw out all technology in schools. That's like trying to prepare kids for the future by living in the past. We need smart, balanced solutions.
And we can't just accept that all kids will be nearsighted. We need to prioritize their health over everything else. A future where everyone needs glasses isn't progress. It's a problem.
Well, it's clear this issue has many facets and no easy solutions. We've heard compelling arguments for tech-driven approaches and more traditional, outdoor-focused strategies. What's certain is that children's eyesight is a critical issue that demands our attention and creative problem-solving. Thank you, Eric and Kate, for sharing your insights on this eye-opening topic.